Okay. Kuf Nun Amud Beis. Two dots at the bottom. Okay, this is going back to the statement of the Mishnah by Abba Shaul. Remember the Mishnah had said on Daf Kuf Nun Amud Aleph, one is not allowed to go to the edge of the Tchum on Shabbos in order to do a malacha right after Shabbos, to do something that's also to do on Shabbos, to hire out workers or to bring fruit. But one is allowed, the Tanakam had said, one is allowed to go to the Tchum in order to do something after Shabbos that he theoretically would be able to do on Shabbos, to guard his fruit, and to and then once he's there, then he can bring fruit after once he's there. But then Abba Shaul said, Kol sh'ani zakai ba'amiraso, rasha yani l'hachshechalav. Literally, anything that I can say on Shabbos, I'm allowed to be machshich on that that action. So the question is, what does that mean? What's Abba Shaul talking about? So second to last line, Abba Shaul ahai. What's Abba Shaul referring to? Which statement of the Tanakama? Ilei ma'areisha koi. If he's referring to the reisha, what does the reisha mean? There are two statements that he could be referring to. The first statement that says you're not allowed to be machshich on the tchum to go bring payers or hire workers. The second statement is that you're allowed to be shomer the peros. So which statement is he referring to? So e lema areisha koi. If he's referring to the first line of the iser, the iser e machshich al tchum l'schar paulam havi peros. If he's referring to that line, that doesn't work so well. Why? Because hi kol she ani zake ba miraso rashane b'chashichaso. Should he say that? Anything that I can say. Thus, I can be machshich. If he's referring to the statement that's talking about the iser, that he should, and he's saying a klal to generalize it, that he should be talking iser terms also. He shouldn't say something that you can do. He should say something that you can't do. So ela aseifakoi. So he must be referring to the just previous line in the Mishnah where it says al bashachu lishmar peros lishmar ulamevi peros. Biyado, the line right before it says you're allowed to be machshich in order to guard your fruit. So says there. So says the Gemara. Another kasha. But kai kol shani zake b'chashichaso rashoy ani ba'amiraso b'boylei. What's his statement? His statement is anything that I could say I can be machshich on. But we don't know anything about amiraso at this stage of the Mishnah. The Mishnah just previously had said something that you can be machshich on. So that should be the starting point of a statement. The Tanakhama says something that you can be machshich on, and Abba Shaul adds, anything that you can be machshich on, you could also do the following on. But what do you mean? Anything that you could say you can be machshich on? We don't know anything about Amira yet. That shouldn't be the starting point of his statement. So the Gemara says, La'olam ha-seifakoi. Really, he is referring, third possibility, which is accepted, really, he is referring to the Seifa. He is referring to the second line of Heter, that you're allowed to be machshich on the fruit and to guard them and to be maybe payers. The Abba Shaul ahakoi. And Abba Shaul really is referring to a statement that is not mefurish in the Mishnah. Which statement? The following. Damar Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Yehuda Mar Shmuel says, Mutr la'adam lomar l'chaveru. Shmar li perisha b'tchumeich v'ani yesh v'lecha perisha b'tchumi. You're allowed to say to your friend, let's say you and your friend have different tchumei Shabbos. Or we mentioned that to have tchum Shabbos, theoretically you're only allowed to go 2,000 amos outside of the town. But you're allowed to be mosif on your tchum. You're allowed to make your center of existence on Shabbos a different place. You're allowed to put a certain amount of food outside the city in a certain direction. That becomes the middle of your tchum, and you're allowed to go 2,000 amos beyond where you put the food. So let's say it comes out that your fruit is in your friend's tchum, and your friend's fruit is in your tchum. Says the Mishnah, you're allowed to tell each other, you know, you watch my fruit, then I'll watch your fruit. You're allowed to do that. That's a din that's not in the Mishnah. But that is agreed to by everybody. Abba Shaul, in talking to the Tanakama, is referring to that statement. V'kamar Abba Shaul Tanakama. And Abba Shaul is saying the following to the Tanakama. Milo modis, don't you admit to me, to muto adam lo melechaveiro, shmarli perish of tchumeich, v'ani yesh melecha perish of tchumi. You'll watch fruit in your tchum, you'll watch my fruit in your tchum, and I'll watch your fruit in my tchum. V'ema, so says Abba Shaul, isn't that true? So then, Ema, then I'll say, I'd rather say, says Abba Shaul, a general statement in the Mishnah, which could refer to a number of cases, rather than your specific case, Tanakama. Mr. Tanakama, you just said a specific case. Anything, you're allowed to be machshich in order to guard your fruit. Why are you saying why are you limiting it so much? Generalize it a little bit. Because after all, you agree to this other statement that's not in the Mishnah. So generalize it and say as follows. Kol she'ani zakai ba'amiraso, anything that I could say, meaning I could talk about to my friend to guard my fruit in his tchum, rashayin ani lachshich alav, and therefore I would be able to be machshich to do that activity right after Shabbos as well. So that is really the conversation that's being referred to by Abba Shaul. It's referring to this other statement that is not in the Mishnah. Stop there for a moment. It's an interesting chiddush of the Rishonim here that's quoted lahalacha. The Rashba and the Ritva and others say, what do you see from this? What did the Gemara just say? You're allowed to tell somebody else to do something on Shabbos, even though you're not allowed to do it. Meaning, if I could tell you, my fruit is in your tchum, so I could tell you to guard my fruit, even though I can't do that. It's aser for me. It's outside my tchum, and vice versa. So says the Rashba, it says the Ritva, Mikan Shamina, they quote a Bali Tosfos, Shamina ki davar ha'asr la'adam la'asosa b'shabes, v'hu mutu l'chaveiro, kagon. For example, shekibel alav b'shabes b'zana tosefes kodem min ashmashas. Let's say I made early Shabbos and you didn't. And I see you driving home from, I see you driving home, whatever, when I get out of shul, I could tell you to do something for me. It's Shabbos for me, and it's not Shabbos for you, it doesn't matter. It's mutter for you, even though it's aser for me. Mutter lo malachavir shlo kibul of Shabbos adayin sheyase lo malacha. You're allowed to ask somebody to do malacha for you if you accepted Shabbos based on this Gemara. It's this Gemara that our Shmuel Ritva quote Tosfos, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Samach Gimel. The end of the halachas of Erev Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Omrim, you look on the side, Rashba b'shem Tosfos, that's us. Yesh Omrim, shemi shekibul of Shabbos kodem chashecha, mutter lo malisrael chavir lasos lo malacha. Somebody accepted Shabbos, you could ask the other person to do malacha. Let's say a woman lights candles, and then she remembers she has to turn the oven off. What does she do? She asks her, somebody in her family, turn it off. She was Makabal Shabbos, we pass in with the halakha's neighbors, with saying halakha Gershon Shabbos. She could ask somebody else to turn it off. It's Shabbos for her. What's going on here? The answer is no. As long as it's not Shabbos for the other person, it is mutter, based on our Gemara. The Ramah, though, the controversial line is the Ramah. The Ramah adds the line of Hu Adin Lamotzi Shabbos. The same thing applies to Motzi Shabbos. Let's say I didn't make Abdullah yet. And it's still Shabbos for me. Do you say the same thing that if I tell somebody that already made Havdalah, and I hold, it's not that I hold that it's still Shabbos. I hold that Shabbos is over, but I just didn't make Shabbos. So it says the Ramah, Kol Shekein L'mosei Shabbos. Somebody is davening late, Mutzer Lomer L'chaveir L'Yisrael, Shekfar Espalel, V'hivdil L'asos L'malach, L'havluk L'neiros, L'lavash L'lo. You could ask somebody to do a malacha for you. That is not agreed upon by all the Achronim. The Levush and others say, what are you talking about? Lav Dafka. It's not exactly equal. Don't say Iyule Shabbos and Afuke Shabbos is the same thing. Maybe there's a difference. Before somebody starts Shabbos and before somebody ends Shabbos. So again, that's a discussion. It's a nice lumdus why there would be a difference between the two. But either way, the first part is agreed upon, and that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Back to the Gemara. Klala suye mai. So fine. Rev Abishol generalizes the statement. But what does the word klal include? It must be include another. Klal always include another case. So it really includes the following, which is, as Rashi explains here, which is really, we're going to quote a brisa here, a tosefta, but really this is the same cases as what is found in the following Mishnah. And really the following Mishnah is a continuation of Abishol's statement, as we'll see in a few minutes. L'asuyi ha'detzon ha'baran, ein machshichin ala tchum l'havi behema. You're not allowed to go to the edge of the tchum in order to bring an animal from outside the tchum. Because that's something that you can't do on Shabbos. If the animal is standing right outside the tchum, korei lo b'hiba, you're allowed to call it, and it'll come by itself. Meaning you're not allowed to grab it. But if you call it, and you get the animal to come to you through your words, that would be mutter. Klal amar abishol. Klal abishol says a klal. Kol shani zakim amiraso rashani lahakshe chalav. That's what's the statement that he says in our Mishnah. And what's that? Including the following. Umachshichin. And you're allowed to be machshich lefakeach aliske kalav aliske hameis. To take care of dvarim shal mitzvah right after Shabbos. To take care of the things needed for a kala, needed for a mace. Lahavi lo aron v'tachrichin. To bring a coffin, to bring shrouds. V'yomer lo, lech l'baka ploni. You can even tell your friend regarding these mitzvahs, you know, go to such and such a place. V'yomo matzahs b'baka ploni, ha-havei b'baka ploni. If they don't have it in this place, go to that place. Lo matzahs b'man avim masayim. If they don't have it for $100, spend more, spend $200. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda omer b'vashali yaskal lo schum mekach. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you better not to mention an amount. Right, that's included, like we mentioned, in the whole world of mentioning specifics, Bido, Mishkal, Minyan on Shabbos. You're not supposed to try not to do that. So that's a Rabbi Yossi argued in the Tanakam, you shouldn't mention an amount. But either way, these extra cases are what Abishol is referring to in his klal. And that leads us right in to the next Mishnah, which is a continuation of Abishol's statement, which is the cases that we just said. Right, that's hemshech to be machshech ad tchum. Next case. Nachri shehevi chalilin b'shabes. A Nachri, a non-Jew, that brings a chalilin, that brings flutes to you on Shabbos to use. Rashi says, Bishvil Yisrael. A Nachri did this for the Jew. Lo Yisbod Behen Yisrael. A Jew is not allowed to use those flutes at a hesped right after Shabbos. Well, we'll get to that in a second. Ela Emkein Ba'omi Makom Karov. Unless you could ascertain that the Nachri did not bring it from outside the Tchum. After all, we know there's a concept called Amir L'Nachri, which we've had many times, many sources, and Amir L'Nachri, you're not allowed to have a non-Jew do work for you on Shabbos. And if they do, you can't benefit from it. Usually we say that means you can't benefit in what we call Bechdei Shiyasu. You have to wait after Shabbos, the amount of time that it could have taken you to bring it. And that's what Tosfos and Rov Rishonim here say. Tosfos in Dir Aslan Nachri says, fourth to the last line of Tosfos, Al-Kei Nireh, to the Yisrael Ben Yisrael, Haino Akadishi Yavou. There's a chance that it came for the Jew. There's a probable cause that it came for the Jew. So if you have to wait b'chdei shiyasu, that amount of time that you could have brought it yourself after Shabbos. Rashi here does not say that. Rashi says here, lo yispo pen Yisrael le'olam. You can never use these. V'knasu, or Rashi says a knas, because it's a case where it's muchach. It's clear that it was brought for a Jew, and therefore Rashi says there is a knas here that one is never allowed to use this to use these flutes. Oh, great question, Yoni. So Tosfos says, what about Hotzah? What are you just arguing? What are you just worried about Tchum? What about carrying Dalet Amos from Rishus HaRabim? What do you got? What do you mean? What about going from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid? That's Tosfos' question. Tosfos in Ela Im Kain. Tosfos says, Tamal Rebbe, my Mahani Shavuot Makom Karov. Who cares that it came from in the Tchum? Halohei V'yem Derech Rishus HaRabim. You brought it from outside. Amali Arn V'kever, etc., etc. So what does Tosfos answer? V'yish Lomar, Dehevi V'makom Karov Lo Mahani Kokach Ma Va'aso. No, don't worry about Hotzah so much. What's Tosfos saying? So what does Tosfos mean? We mentioned it a couple days ago. We mentioned it at Adav Beis. What's the answer? There's a Chaya Adam that says there are different rules and regulations for Maisa Shabbos when it comes to Hotzah. Hotzah, as we mentioned, is Malacha Gerua, Tosfos Adav Beis. There's no change in the object. There's no change in the Chefza. It's different than the other 38 Malachas, or most of the other 38 Malachas. So that's what the Tosfos is saying. Lo Mahani. What does it mean, Lo Mahani? It didn't help so much. He didn't change so much. The Chefza wasn't affected. So there might be, maybe this is what Tosfos means, there might be different rules for Maisa Shabbos, for what you're allowed to do after a Malacha is done, when it comes to Hotzah. So the Chinami, maybe, from outside the Tchum, that's what you have to say in order to explain Tosfos. From outside the Tchum, that is something very significant. Coming from 2,000 Amos away, it was in a different world beforehand, and now he brought it in here, that's something. But Dalat from Rosh Hashanah, there's a Yachid. It was right outside. That's not so chashiv. That's not such a chashiv act in terms of Hotzah. So again, it's probably connected to that Chayi Adam that we mentioned, that by Maisa Shabbos Midrabanan, there is no, by Hotzah Midrabanan, a Bishogeg, there is no Maisa Shabbos. So somehow connected to that, this isn't Bishogeg. This is a non-Jew doing it, but it's probably connected to that same idea, that the rules of Hotzah would be different. But again, the Chiddush is that from outside the Tchum, you do have to be worried. Isn't that Hotzah also? So you have to say, Eino Dome, Hotzah from outside the Tchum, to Hotzah Dal Ramos, or Hotzah from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. Yeah? If the Malach is the Rabbanan to start with. So Tchum in itself is a Machlokas. Only Rebbe Akiva says Tchum is Daraisa. Other Tanam hold Tchum is Darabanan. So I don't know exactly what Rashi is referring to. But Rashi might even be referring to a Darabanan. Okay. Second to last line of the Mishnah. Asu lo aron v'chafru lo kever. If a Nachri built a coffin, built an aron v'chafru lo kever, and dug a kever lo. What do you mean for him? So the way that it is interpreted is, it could have been for the non-Jew himself, it probably was for the non-Jew himself, we're going to talk about that in the Gemara in a second, you cover by Yisrael. But then a Jew can be buried in it right after Shabbos, because it was not done for the Jew. And if a non-Jew does Malacha for himself on Shabbos, then a Jew can benefit from it on Shabbos, for sure, after Shabbos. V'bishvo Yisrael, but if it was made for the Jew, well, you cover by Olamis, then the Jew cannot be buried in that coffin ever. Maimi Makom Karov, which again, Rashi would say, Haraya. The second case is La'olam, so the first case is La'olam. Tosfos would say, no, the Mishnah Dafka says La'olam in the second case, to say that the first case is not La'olam. Either way, they would interpret the first part in light of the second part. Maimi Makom Karov, what does it mean, Mimakom Karov? That the Nachri has to bring a Mimakom Karov. Rav Amar Mimakom Karov Mamish. Rav says, Mamesh Bibachim Karov, you have to know for sure that it was brought from within the Tchum. Shmuel Amar, no, Chayshinan Shemachutz L'chom Alanu. No, as long as there's a chance that it was brought from just outside the Tchum, and that's where he slept over last night, that's okay. Rashi points out this is an unusual usage of the word Chayshinan. Chayshinan is usually a L'chumra. You have to be choshesh in l'chumra. Rashi here says here chayshinan is l'kula. It's a chayshinan. You can hope that the nachri was within the tchum, and that would be enough. Deka, the next five lines is a huge discussion. What these girsos, one of these girsology to gemaras. Deka nami, deka masiza kavasi to Shmuel. So our girsa is that this is a raya to Shmuel. The next couple lines are taken out by a couple of mefarshim. So Dekanami, let's just read it as we have it. The Mishnah is a right to Shmuel. Shmuel who says that as long as there's a chance, you don't have to know for sure, but as long as there's a chance that it was from within the Tchum, it's okay. Tiktani, Asala, Aron, V'chafer, Lo Kever, Yikavar, Bar Yisrael. If the Nachri made it, or you hope that he made it for himself, the Jew could use it. Alma Misvei Kashari. So isn't that a case, says the Diak of the Gemara, that you don't know for sure, but there's a chance that it was made for a non-Jew? Achanami Misvei Kashari. Okay, so that's a possible, the problem is with that girsa is that it doesn't say before that it's a safek case. It says also lo arad v'tachrichen. So that's the issue with the girsa that you have. A. B, the next few lines also. Tanya kavase, our girsa is derav. Rashi has two deis, whether it's derav or the Shmuel. The Gra here says Shmuel. Tosus here says Shmuel. So let's go with Rav for now, because that's what we have. Tanya Gavasi, the Rav is right for Rav. Rav, who said, the question is, are you going to prove from the first opinion in the following, or the second opinion in the following? That's going to be the question, whether it's a raya to one or the other. Remember, Rav is the one that said you have to know for sure that it came from Malkum Karov. Shmuel says, as long as there's a chance that it came from Malkum Karov. So Tanya Gavasi, the Rav, the following, Ir, Sheyisrael, V'nachrim, Darimba, we had this before, a city that Jews and non-Jews live together. There's a bathhouse there. And you know that it was heated up by the workers there on Shabbos. If most of the city, or most of the people who use the bathhouse, it's a question, but let's, either one, most Nachrim live there, so then you can do it right away, because you could assume that it was heated up, l'shem the Nachrim. Im Rov Yisrael, Yam Tanachadish Yechmu Chamin, if Rov Yisrael are in the city, then you have to wait, because you have to assume that it was Rov Yisrael. It was heated up for Rav Yisrael. Mechza al mechza. What if it's half and half? On the side it says, Yamtin akadesh yechmu chamin. Then you have to wait if it's mechza al mechza. Rav Yehuda Omer, which that tarakama is, if you have the girsa of Tanya Gavasa Derav, that's the raya. Because mechza al mechza, we're comparing to safek. And safek, what does it say? You have to be machmer, you have to wait. So that's a raya to Rav. That's the first way. But then the other opinion says Tanya Gavasa Shmuel. That if you have a suffix, you can be mako. So what's that? That rises from the following. Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ba'ambati katana. If there is a very small ambati, it's a very small bathtub, im yesham rashutz rochets bamiyad, if there is a rashus. What is a rashus? We'll see in a minute. It means a very significant chasha person. If there's a rashus, then the Jew could use it right after Shabbos. My rashus, what does that mean? Amar Yehuda, Amar Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda, im yesh ba'adam chashuv, there's a chasha person, sheish lo asar avadim, and he has 10 servants with him. You're talking about a tiny little bathtub and a lot of people being able to fill it at one time and a very chashuv person. So then Mistama says the Gemara, you know, he used it on Shabbos and they gave him new water and they filled it right up afterwards. And they filled it up after Shabbos because he probably just used it. He's coming out right now. So in that case, you could assume that it was heated up after Shabbos, and the Jew could use it right away. So again, you're not sure. So this is a raya to Shmuel, that Shmuel says, if you're not sure whether Malach was on for you, you can be Mekel. Okay, either way, it's either Tanya Kavasa Rav, Tanya Kavasa Shmuel, depending on, do you focus on the Resha, the first opinion, or do you focus on the second opinion? Okay, next. Asulo Aro, but again, this is a very important halacha lemaisa in terms of Amir La'akam. Amir, if you don't say something, you know something was done, you don't know if it was done for you or not. You have to really know for sure, or Shmuel says, as long as it's a suffix, that would be good enough. Asulo Aron v'chaver lo kever. Let's say he made a Aron or a kever. So the Gemara says, so again, here's also a question. Is this going on the first line or the second line? Let's just go with Rashi's pshat. Other Rishonim have different pshat. Rashi's pshat. Amai. Why are you allowed to use the Aron and the Kever that he made? Shouldn't you have to wait until the amount of time that it would have taken for you to make it? How do you know for sure that it wasn't made for you? No, it was a Kever that they dug in the middle of the street. Jews don't get buried in the middle of the street. We have a special based on kvaros. Therefore, you can assume for sure that it was made for a nachri. So Tena kever aron megilam emar, that works to answer up the kever aspect, the grave. But the aron, the coffin, that's not in the middle of the street. So the answer is no, it is. He put the aron on the kever, which is in the middle of the street, so you know it's pretty clear that it was made for a non-Jew, and therefore a Jew would be able to be buried in it after Shabbos right away. Kavanah meis that what? To bury him right away. Okay, well that, meaning that you'd have to wait for Klei Shiyasu, and that would be overriding Mishul Kavanah meis. Nachinami, I mean, how long does Klei Shiyasu does it take? Lachor, it doesn't seem to be that long. But Nachinami. Mishnah. Ochin kol tzarchei ha-meis. One is allowed to do all the needs of a meis on Shabbos, as long as one is not violating Shabbos. Sachin, you're allowed to smear the niftar with some type of ointment. Umadichan or so, one could wash him. Ovash lezbo aver, you just can't move him, right? A mace is muksa, as we've had and as the Gemara is going to say again today. One is not allowed to move. And the Rishonim point out here, also quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that you see from here, it says you can't even move an aver. If you have a dvar muksa, you can't even move part of the muksa. Right, they could just pick up the arm to wash. That is also usser. It's not muksa. Doesn't mean you can't move the whole thing. Any little bit of movement is usser. Not moving, touching, we've mentioned in the past, is not usser. Right, putting your finger on a car. Right, that's not usser. Mishum muksa. Nagi is not a problem, but tiltul is a problem. But even tiltul, just part. Shomtin as akar mitachlu. So what do you do if you want to do things for the mace, but you can't move him directly? So the Mishnah gives a suggestion. Let's say the niftar is on a mattress or on a pillow, and you want to take it off. You want to take the mattress off so that it goes on, the mace goes onto the floor, that keeps a little cooler, it stays a little better, right? Remember pre-refrigeration. So you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to pull out the pillow so that he goes onto the floor, so that he delays in starting to be masriach, Rashi says. Kosher is alechi. Other similar ideas. One is allowed to kosher, to tie up the lechi, to tie up the jaw, to tie up the mouth. Lo sheya'aleh. Not that you want to close the mouth, because that would be directly moving muksa on Shabbos. Elish lo yosef. You just don't want it to open more, so therefore you're allowed to tie it to stabilize it. B'chein karsh and ishbra, similar halacha. Also, let's say a board of your roof breaks on Shabbos. Sob kodos of esafs lo baruch hazamita. You're allowed to put something there to stabilize it, to hold it where it is. Losha, a bench or another type of part of a bed. Losha tala, not that it should go up and fix it, because that would be boneh. Ela shalo tosif, but just that it doesn't be mosif, open more. So the Mishnah had said that a dvar muksa, you're allowed to be mesich or wash, even though it's muksa, as long as you don't touch it. Vamar reviewed Amar Shmuel, but what do you mean? We have a story. Story of the Remeir's Talmud. Shechazachar the Mesamerich. They followed him into the bathhouse. Bikesh lahadiyah karka, and the bathhouse had a stone floor. Keep that in mind. Remeir's Talmud wanted to wash off the ground. Why to wash off the stones for his Rebbe? Amar lo ein madiche. No, it's okay. Don't wash it off for me. Lasuch karka. He wanted to smear the karka with some type of ointment. So Amalei Sach, and Ramirez answers him, don't! Question mark. What's the question? From here you see why, because Ramirez is worried about the rocks or muksa, and you're going to be mesach them directly. So you see, you're not going to be mesach at dvar muksa. Well, the Mishnah had said, you can't be mesach at dvar muksa, the mace. So Gemara says, no, the issue in this story has nothing to do with moving muksa. It has to do with, are you gozer mishum choresh? Are you gozer mishum smoothing the ground? Rocks, there's no issue. But are you goes in this case, mishum, you might do it outside on dirt. Karka b'karka michlef, meis b'karka lo michlef. So if you're able to smear something on the ground here, so therefore you might come to smear something on the ground outside, which being is the daraisa of choresh. But when it comes to the mace, you're not going to get confused. Kol, period. Kol asuye mai. What does kol include? The Mishnah said you're allowed to do kol tzarchei ha-mace on Shabbos. What does kol include? Lasuye ha, the Tana Rabbana, to include the following, mevi and klei mekar u klei matchus, you're allowed to bring these cool kalim in order to cool off the mace, umanichan al kreisa kadesh lo tafuach, and put it on its stomach so that the stomach doesn't swell up. Upokan is the kavav, kadesh lo tikanis ben aruach, you're allowed to close up its openings, the nose, the mouth, all the openings, so that the ruach doesn't get in, again, to prevent it from putrefying. We have Shlomo Amar v'Chakmas. Okay, nowadays we generally don't do this because there's Nachum around. There are other people who can't take care of it, and there's a different Metzias. V'yat Shlomo Amar b'chachmaso. And Shlomo also said in his chachma the following. What's this going to be? These psukim are going to be, and the Gemara later on in the Amar is going to continue darshing these psukim. Psukim that Shlomo Amalek says, you know, you better do things when you're young and when you still have strength in life. Focus and do mitzvahs then, because as one gets old, the body starts falling apart. Basically what these psukim are talking about in Koheles. And he says here, and that's what part of these psukim are going to be, that the stomach swells up. That's why this is brought here, to back up that you're allowed to do these things on Shabbos to make sure the stomach does not swell up. Ad shelo yirasik chevel hakesef. Before, ad is before. Before the silver rope is ripped. What's that referring to? Zechut hashidra. That's referring to the spine. Rashi says it's like a rope, and it's white like silver. V'saritz gulas hazahav, and before the golden gulas goes away, the ama, that's referring to the ama, that part of the body, the aver. V'sishavir kad al hamabua, and break a pitcher on the mabua, zehakeres, that's referring to the keres, and that's what it means, that's what it's gonna break, which means it's gonna blow up, and that's the reference to the stomach blowing up. Venaras hagalgal el habar, zeperish. And that is referring to which part of the body? The peresh, which is the tsoa that comes out of one's body. V'cheinu omer, v'zarisi peres al penechem, peres chagechem, I will throw the peres, the tsoa, into your face. The Paris of the Chagim. What does that mean? Amar Avunav Amar La Amar Abchaga Ilu Bnei Adam Sheminichin Divrei Torah Vosin Kol Yemeim Chageyim. This is referring to people who spend all their lives not learning and making every day like a holiday. Every day is a vacation. Think about Achashverosh. He had a party for 187 days straight. That's a long, more than 6 months. It's a big party, but they make every day into a yantif. Amar Bilevi, Amar Papi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, La'achar Shlosha Yamim Kreso Nivkaas, a connected drasha, connected agada. After 3 days, after one passes, his stomach is bokeya, opens up. V'nofelas lo apanav, and everything in the stomach goes onto his face. V'omeris lo tol masha nosada bi. You panim, take the keres, the stomach is talking to the panim. Take what you brought into me, what you gave me. Okay, a couple of difficult lines. Yeah. Didn't we learn mechama letzel? You're allowed to move a mace. That's a malachas and sricha lagufa. Rav malachas sricha lagufa is hotzah. So it's still nasim isra midrabanan. So we say kikaratino. That's what we mentioned. Put a kikaratino on it. But the Gemara doesn't discuss that option. Kikaratino. Here it doesn't say anything that you have to move it. I'm saying, but that's all indirect. By the case earlier. So let's say you don't have to. It's better not to. It's better not to have to do it directly. These are cases that there's no tzarach to do it directly. You don't have to move it. You could do these, and that option is fine. Next Mishnah, very important Mishnah. Ein ma'amtsin ez ha'meis b'shabbos. One is not allowed to be ma'amets. There's different gersos, but most Rishonim say you should switch around the tzaddik and the mem. Ein ma'amtsin ez ha'meis b'shabbos, you're allowed to be ma'amets ha'meis. What does that mean? Rashi here says that it means closing the eyes after one passes, because that is moving muksa. V'lo b'chol b'yisias nefesh. And if somebody is about to die, what we call a goses, somebody's on their deathbed, then even on weekday you're not allowed to do it. V'hama'atzim b'yisias nefesh hareza shofich dam. And if somebody does it, he is a spiller of blood. Meaning, we paskin the first line in Maseches Smachos, which is one of the little Masechtas, and the little Maseches Ketanos. The first line is Hagoses. It's all about Hilchas Avelos. But the first line is Hagoses, Hari Hu Kachai L'chol Dvarav. A Goses is a Chai. We, Judaism, believes in the every second of life being of infinite value, and therefore, if you kill somebody 5 seconds before they're going to die anyway, we say Rov Goses in Lamisa. We have that Chazaka. Rov Cholim L'chayim, Rov Goses in Lamisa. Still, it's considered murder. Hareze Shofech Damim. We pass, and that's why it's very, very. If somebody's in a hospital situation, one has to be very careful in terms of making any type of noise, doing anything that will cause a speeding up of the process. And again, we have to ask our Gdolei Adar in terms of certain issues whether this is considered speeding up the process. There's an important Rama in Yeridaya in the beginning of Shin Lamed Tes, which. Statement from the Rishonim, but again, it's very, one has to ask the Agdolim to know, you know, when this applies. The Rama says, you're not allowed to obviously do something to hurry the state of affairs of a goses, but you're allowed to remove something that's preventing a goses from dying. That's what the Ramah says. If you're not allowed to do anything to hurry it up, but if there's something happening, there's a davar shagorem ikuv yitzias hanefesh. The person can't die because there's something bothering it, like there's somebody chopping wood right outside the window, or there's some salt on his tongue, and that's being ma'akev. You could remove the ikuv and then let nature take its course. So that's what is called ikuv, and what is called ritzicha. That is something that you have to look in the poskim for. That's always not so clear, and there are very, you know, for these types of shilas, these are life and death shilas. So one has to ask real gdolim to answer these kinds of shilas. Can I ask my father? Okay, can I ask my father? Tana Rabbanan. Hama'atzmo im yitzias hanefesh hariza shovech damim. If somebody closes his eyes the eyes of a ghost as he's dying, that is shovech damim, that is murder. Mashal l'ner shekava v'holeches. It's like a candle that's slowly going out and being extinguished. Adam, right? You know, when your candle starts going out, it's flickering. So Adam, iniach etzbo alad miyad kavsa. If you put your finger on it, the drop is going to go out for sure. And you're extinguishing, and that's what it's like you're doing here. Tanya shugam li'aloma harosi shasbo edesho meis. Rav Shugam Leo says, if you want to be ma'atzim, the eyes of a mace, if you want the eyes of a mace to close, you can do the following, and the eyes will close. It's unclear exactly. Is this how this works. You blow wine into his nose, and you drip some oil between his eyelashes, and you hold his two big toes. I guess you're not moving it, because the issue is you don't want to move it directly, you're just touching it, even though it says va'oches, which is a strong language. And you do this, and the eyes will close. Okay, that's what Rav Shugam Leo says. Tanya, Rav Shugam Leo, Omer, Rav Shugam Leo tells us something which emphasizes the fact that people that Bali Chayim are not Muksa and Niftarim are. Tinok ben Yom Mochai Mechal Nafsa Shabbos, a baby that's one day old, you're Mechal Shabbos for that baby. David Melech Yisrael, Mace, we had earlier, David dies, a Mechal Nafsa Shabbos. David Melech Yisrael, you're not Mechal Shabbos for him. Tinok ben Yom Mochai Mechal Nafsa Shabbos, why Amr Torah Chalav Shabbos Achaz, because Yishis Mechal Shabbos Harbei. Says the Torah, why is that a Mechal Shabbos for a one-day-old baby? Because the Torah says you're allowed to be Mechal one Shabbos, so the baby could keep many Shabbosos. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Pehe has three or four Makoros for the source for being Mechal Shabbos for a mace. This is one of them. This is one of the ones we hold of. They be Mechal one Shabbos, because Yishis Mechal Shabbos Harbei. There are nafkaminas between the different Makoros. But this is one of the ones that we hold of. David Melech Yisrael, mace ain't Mechal Nafsa Shabbos, but after somebody dies, you're not allowed to mechal Shabbos for that corpse. Kiva shemes adam batal min mitzvahs. Once a person dies, he's batal for mitzvahs, and therefore you're not mechal Shabbos, right? Which connects to the earlier line that the only reason you'd be mechal Shabbos for them is that they could do mitzvahs in the future. But this person, this mace, can't do any more mitzvahs, and therefore there's no mechal Shabbos. The Hainu Dabar Rabbi Yochanan. That's what Rabbi Yochanan means. The mesim chafshi. We had this earlier also. Mesim are free. What does that mean? Kiva shemes adam nafsa chafshi min mitzvahs. Once a person dies, he is free from mitzvahs. V'tanya Rav Shimon Elazar Omer. Another difference between Bali Chaim and Mason. A child does not have to guard from rodents, because the child is an alive being, and the rodents don't go to somebody alive. The big giant in the world, and he's lying there, and he's not moving. The animals are going to get him if you don't protect him. It says, Pasuk in Bereishis, your fear should be on them. As long as a person is alive, he instills fear in animals. But once he dies, the ema is batal. Amra papa, naktin and arya beitrei lo nafil. Right? We know that a lion will never attack two people. We see lions do attack more than one person. How could the Rami Bar Abba? No, that's because those people are like in the state that Rami Bar Abba talks about. A chaya doesn't overtake a person until the person starts acting like an animal. So if we're on the level that we're supposed to be, we have our Tzelem Elokim showing the animals aren't going to protect us. But most of the time, we're not. So therefore, that's why even in the eyes of the animal, you know, we look like animals, and therefore it'll attack us. Amar Rabbi Chanina, other Dibri Agada. Also Lishan b'bayis yichidi. When it's not allowed to sleep alone in a house. V'chala yashan b'bayis yichidi, achazto leilis. If anybody sleeps alone in a house, the leilis, the shade, will come in, and it's dangerous for the person. V'tani Rav Shimon Elazar Omer. Separate statement. Asei ad sha'ata motzei. Do while you still have, Rashi explains this means staka. Give staka while you still have. Umatsui lacha, and you have people to give to, va'ot chabiatka, and you still have the money. V'yav Shlomo, amar b'chachmasa. Also, Shlomo says that his chachma, which is now, we're getting back to the discussion of the psukim from before, uzcharis barecha, mimei b'charusecha, remember your creator in the days of your youth, ad, asher lo yavu limei ara, before the days of ra'a came. What does that refer to? Ed lo yimei zikna. Yimei ra'a is yimei zikna. We say in slichas. Atash l'cheni la'i zikna. Continuation of the pasuk. Days will come, years will come, that people will say, "Oh, I don't want it anymore." Elu yimei Mashiach. That's referring to yimei Mashiach. She'ein bohen lo schus v'lo chova. Because the days of Mashiach, there is no schus or chova. What does schus or chova mean? Rashi here says there won't be. Everybody will be rich. You won't have anybody to give to. Some of Farshim say, why doesn't just Rashi say there will be no more mitzvahs? The answer is, according to many Rishonim, there will be mitzvahs. Yimos HaMashiach. Trias HaMesim will be beyond. But Yimos HaMashiach, according to certain Rishonim, again, we don't know for sure, Yimos HaMashiach, Trias HaMesim, Olam Haba, the Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim, we don't know what's going to be, we just know it is going to be, and don't worry about it, you shouldn't be osing in it. It doesn't help your Avodas Hashem to try to figure out what's going to be and when it's going to be. Just do your mitzvahs and don't worry about it. But so that's what some say, that's what Rashi says here. It means there's not going to be any more chance to give tzedakah because everybody's going to be rich. But l'maisa, there's going to be schus and chova in other areas. Upliga de Shmuel. But this shita in the Tanam argues on Shmuel, though. To Amr Shmuel, because Shmuel says, Ein bein ha'olam hazeh l'yimos ha'mashiach l'shivin malachis bavad. Shmuel says the only difference between now and Yimos HaMashiach is going to be that there won't be any shivin malachis. There won't be any rulership over other nations. The other nations won't rule over us. Shneamar, as it says, ki lo yachta alav yom ikerav ha'aretz. The poor people will never leave your land, meaning even Yimos HaMashiach, there will be evyonim. People should always have a daven for this midah, meaning for anius. That's the pashas of the Gemara. Shimhu loba, if a person is not poor, he doesn't have tsaris, babino. His son is going to have it. Vim bino loba, ben bino ba. And if his son doesn't have difficulties in parnasa, his grandson will have it. Shinamar, because it says, ki biglal hadavar hazeh. Referring to tzaka in the Gemara, it says, biglal hadavar hazeh. Famous line, Tana, Tever Bishmal, Galgal, Husha, Choser, Ba'olam. Tzedakah is the wheel of life that goes around and around. We go up, we go down. When part of the wheel is up, the other part of the wheel is down. When the other part of the wheel is up, the other part of the wheel is going down. Galgal, Choser, Ba'olam. Right, this is why the food of Avelim are eggs. Right, and Tisha B'Av we eat an egg, because an egg is also, there's no beginning, there's no end. Galgal, Choser, Ba'olam. That's also why sometimes some of the, on Rosh Hashanah, our challahs are rounds, because it's Galgal, Choser, Ba'olam. And there's no beginning, there's no end, it's another year. Amar Rav Yosef, Naktinan Haitzurva Mi Rabbanan Lo Mani. I have a Mesorah that Tamidei Chachamim are never going to get poor. Vaka Chazid Demani, there are plenty of Tamidei Chachamim that are poor. Im Isa Demani, Haduri Pischa Lo Meheder. Oh, even if they're poor, at least they won't go around collecting at doorways. That's what because the Marsha here says, they have a lot of friends that are going to support them, so at least they'll have that. The Chassam Sofer dashes this whole thing, but Derek Drash, we'll finish in 90 seconds, Derek Drash, that what's the whole issue about you should always daven for your children and your child and grandchild? Why does the statement stop there? Your son and your grandson. So he thinks the whole thing has to do with Talmud Torah. You should daven for your son and your grandson to be Talmudei Chachamim, so then they won't become rich. And that's why, because it says that the Torah will never leave your child and your grandchild's mind if they learn Torah. And then he says, what about the next line? That they'll never have to be a hadurei piskalo meheder, because they'll always feel like they're rich. Talmud Chacham is always sameach b'chelko, and is always even if they will be poor. But that's what it means. Hadurei piskalo meheder, they won't feel that they need anything. Amalei Rebchiel de Besuki Asa Ani Akdimalei Rifta. Rebchiel once told his wife, when an Ani comes, make sure run out quickly and give him bread. So just like that, hopefully they will come to give our children bread. So too, you give them bread. Amrulei Meikalai Luhu. Are you cursing us? What are you saying about our children? Amrulah Krakus. If it's a pasuk, Kibalal Davar Azev. Atana the Rebbe Yisrael Galgalhu Shachozer Ba'Olam. Period. So again, there's an issue of what about Achtif Tachpel HaSatan, some of the Baalei Agada here discuss, but that's the issue. Just I'll end with the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says that this Galgal HaChazer Ba'olam, the Pasuk in Kisisa, one of the Pesukim, the referred to Tzedakah in the Torah is, beginning of Parashat Kisisa, V'nasenu Ish Kofer Nafsho. So V'nasenu, if you remember the laning, V'nasenu is Kadma V'Azla. So the Gra says, V'nasenu Kadam V'Azla, you have to go out, based on this Gemara, you have to go out and give it quickly so that you get it back for your children, and V'nasenu says the Gra can be read backwards and forwards. What's that called? Right, it's called a palindrome? not amount of PS. No, that's the sound. Palindrome. I think it's a palindrome. So Vinasnu can be read backwards and forwards, like race car, right? Vinasnu. So it says Vinasnu because it's a galgal hachozer ba'olam. You give, and it can be read backwards and forwards because that's the galgal. That's what the Vilna Gaon says on Parshas Kisisa. Okay, we'll stop here. And Tanya, and I'll leave it for my partner tomorrow. Okay. And so Sunday, Be'ez Hashem, is regular time 7 o'clock till 7:45. Is the daf on Sunday, 7:45 to 8:30 will be slichas, and 8:30 will daven. And Monday's daf is Sunday night. Monday daf is Sunday night. I think Menachem is going to be doing Sunday night's daf. 5:30. Anybody listening? The Monday's daf will, it's Erev Rosh Hashanah, so we're not doing it that morning. It'll already be on Sunday night. Okay, by 6:30. Menachem, I think, is doing Sunday night's daf. I'm sorry, and today's daf is the Refuah Shalema, Chaya Hadas Bas Rachel. It's called Chilul Shabbos, Chalal Shabbos Achas.